The Sicha Kairach Aleph in Lekutei Sichas Chelek Yud Gimel is a Sicha that the Rebbe shared on Gimel Tammuz. It was a Shabbos, Tavshin Lamed Aleph, 49 years ago. And there is an edited version and an unedited version, and we're going to try to integrate part of the unedited ideas as well into the insight. Ultimately, the Sicha bases on a conversation, a complaint, or rather a claim to Hashem that Moshe makes, and Hashem's response to it. Moshe's claim to Hashem is, when Hashem's going to punish many people for the sin of Korach, Kele l'ke'aruches, you're the God of spirits, comes Rashi and explains what does that mean, Yodiyah Machshavis, you know thoughts. Unlike a king who doesn't know who rebelled against him, you know, so why do you have to punish everybody? I'll call it the tiktsef, why do you have to punish everybody? But the word that Moshe Rabbeinu uses to say that many people rebelled, he doesn't use the word rebel, sarcha. Sarcha means they spoiled. In other words, they're not top behavior, but it's not like an incredible sin. And what does Hashem respond? And says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and another Rashi, Hashem responds, Yafa Marta, you spoke well, Ani Yodea, I know, Umaydiya, and I will let know mi chato mi leichata, who sinned and who didn't sin. But Moshe never used the word chet, sin. He only said, he spoke about like this. He says, Melech Basav Adam, a king, Shesarcha Alav Mikzas Medina, that some of the kingdom spoiled. Ein Yodea mi achote, we don't know who sinned. So the question is, did they spoil or did they sin? Moshe doesn't seem to be talking about sin. He says, we don't know who sinned. And Hashem says, I know who sinned. So ultimately, what's the conversation going on over here? And is there a difference between people who just spoil themselves, sarcha, and the people who chait, who sin? Comes to Debes and says, yes. They were having a conversation like this. Moshe Rabbeinu comes and says, there's only one person who sinned, and that's Korach. And Hashem, you should only punish the person who sinned. Because whatever, that's the consequence. But why Sarcha? Why the people who rebelled? And Hashem agrees with him. It's not as if Hashem disagrees with him and says, I'm going to punish the people who didn't sin but only followed along. Because Korach was the instigator and they followed along. Hashem argued and said there was more problematic sinners than you thought. You thought there's only one instigator. And the truth is, there is Dasan, Aviram, etc. So Moshe Rabbeinu simply thought that there was very few. There was one person who caused problems. Now Hashem says there's many people who caused problems, and therefore are more than one, and therefore they are the chayta. They are the sins, and therefore Hashem says, I know, ani yodea, I know who actually sinned, unlike you. I know that Dasan v'Avirim sinned as well, and therefore they're going to get the same punishment. And therefore Hashem says, Halu misav v'mishkan kerech Dasan v'Avirim, go bring up to the Mishkan, the whole community, Korach, Dasan, Avirim, because those are three of the Chaitim. In other words, the conversation, according to Rashi, the way the Rebbe explains it is, who is the Geder of Chaita, who's the definition of a Chaita, and who's the other definition of Sarcha, love, which is the other hundreds of people. Comes to Rebbe in the edited version and says, what's the Hidah? The Hidah is that you see that Moshe tried so hard to make peace. He reached out to Dasan v'Avirim, and they came, and they literally gave him a chutzpahdik response. And it hurt Moshe, we see, v'yichal l'Moshe Moed, it hurt him. And nevertheless, he wants to defend Dasan and Aviram. He doesn't want them to die. Because ultimately, who was the argument about? Moshe and Hashem both agree that the chayta is Korach. Who's the disagreement about? Two people, Dasan and Aviram. Dasan and Aviram, just to understand context, these are the people that told on Moshe to Parai and forced him to run away for many years. Dasan and Aviram, who caused Moshe endless nightmares. And Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, comes and defends them to Hashem, and Hashem disagrees and punishes them, etc. But from here you learn how to be done, kol adam kafschus, to judge people favorably. But in the unedited version, the Rebbe shares a beautiful insight. He says, why is it, by the beginning of the story with Korach, we find Vayishma Moshe Vayipal Alpanov, Moshe fell on his face. And what did he fall on his face? Because it was already the fourth time that these guys got it wrong, the fourth disgrace, all the complaints previously. So, and v'nisfash luyad, of his hands weak. In other words, he didn't have legs to stand on. He didn't have an argument to defend him. But later on, he says those words that the sikh is based on. One person's going to sin, v'alkolei the tiktzef, he's going to get angry at everybody. What was the change of Moshe's perspective. Why from Nisrashlu Yadav, giving up, did he suddenly get so motivated to fight? And the Rebbe said something happened in between. What happened in between, Moshe gave them a challenge. He told them to take machtois, to take the pans, and serve k'toros. Now, what was the issue? Moshe was thinking like this. Moshe was thinking that if they're fighting me, no. If they're fighting Hashem, that's a real problem. So what I'm going to do is, let me see if they're actually trying to fight Hashem. If they're trying to fight Hashem, then I'm not going to have a strong argument. But if they're going to be still loyal to Hashem, and all they want is just my position because they want to get closer to Hashem, then I'll back down. So what did he do? He gave them a test. Hey lechem tashmish chaviv. Here's a beautiful service, the k'toros. And when he sees that they're willing to bring the k'toros, even though the consequences would be catastrophic, as all the threats he warned them, that if Hashem doesn't want this, it's going to be a disaster. And the Rebbe brings an example from Bayesheni that we know that there were 300 kohanim gedolim in a period of less than 300 years. Because each year the Kohen Gadol would die. And why would nevertheless a new person come? Because they wanted to have the schus to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur and bring Torahs. And like the Rebbe over here actually references that famous thing that we don't know if there's a source or not, but over here the Rebbe actually brings a source. You had to schlep them out from the Holy of Holies. There's a famous legend about with a string. The Rebbe references over here from the Zohar, etc. Now, I understand, you saw the guy die last year. Why are you trying this year? Because they have a serious nefesh, they want to get close to Hashem. So to Korach v'Adasai, Moshe Rabbeinu sees that they actually want to, they have a shteka because they have a desire to get closer to Hashem. And therefore he says, aha, they actually want to have a relationship with Hashem. This is not a rebellion against Hashem. They don't trust my choices. They don't trust that I'm the right person, etc. And therefore, he suddenly develops legs to stand on, and he says, "Kele lekei ruchos, ish echad yechta v'akol eidat tiktzev." In other words, if they're upset with me, no. I just want to prove that they're not upset with Hashem. And again, that reinforces the lesson we learned over here. And I think it's just so appropriate on the day of Gimel Tammuz that we focus on what a Nasi is and what a Rebbe is, to focus on this idea that a Nasi will do everything, bend over backwards, to forgive and to be melamed zchus on Am Yisrael.